Yes.
Mr. President?
Hmm?
I've talked to everybody in my office except one girl who got off early and haven't been able to reach her. And there's none of them that know any Bill Beecher of the Wall Street Journal or who had talked to him. Some fella named Sullivan did call here about 2:30 from the Wall Street Journal. And they read him an interview I had given some newspaper people from Georgia, in which I said that I had no direct information as to who's going to win the contest, but that I naturally was very much interested in Lockheed, Georgia, first because it's located in Georgia, and secondly because it had shown that it turned out better work and more work per worker than any other large airplane factory in the United States. And this and many other things encouraged me to believe that this contract might be awarded. Here's the last sentence. We should know definitely by the end of the week as to which company has obtained this contract. That was a statement that they read to the Wall Street Journal people. And Douglas's man here in Washington happens to live next door to Bill Jordan. And he called here 10 minutes ago and said his boss was walking the floor and biting his fingers, and I wanted to know if Bill could help him any on the giving me any information. And Bill said no, he didn't know anything. Now, one of the boys went out and got to try to get a New York Times to get out of business, but the New York Herald Tribune on page 36 says that a flood of water swept into the market immediately after the Dow Jones News Wire printed a short item at 3:09, which said it was learned that Defense Secretary Robert McNamara would announce that Lockheed had outbid its competitors. Now, I want to say this. I did see Charles Weltner, who is a congressman from that district, and John Davis, who represents the district of Weltner, has most of the workers in his district. And I told them, under pledge of secrecy, that they wouldn't say or release anything before 3 o'clock, that McNamara had told me that at 3 o'clock he was going to announce the award of the contract. And he had. He called me in a phone conversation when I called him. He said he was going to announce it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I have called the FBI and Saul Horowitz over there in defense, who I understand is investigating this, and assured him that everybody in my office was available for any questions they wanted to ask him, and that any release paper that was available was in the office was available to them.
Good. I think that's fine.
I want to say again that I had told at least three or four congressmen who I believe I could trust and still believe I could trust, Weltner and Mackey and John Davis and Tootin, who happened to be with him but who had no interest in it. But he also said he wouldn't say anything about it. He lived down in Brunswick, had no interest in it. That there would be an announcement made at 3 o'clock. And I may have talked to somebody else who's seen me, and I saw Willis Robertson about 3 o'clock. And he asked me if I'd heard anything about it, and I told him that Mr. McNamara told me he was going to announce it at 3 o'clock. I saw him shortly after 3 o'clock. And I would feel mighty bad if anything I had done had caused this, but it seems here that from this paper, that trading in Lockheed was immediately halted at 3:09. The last sale had been at 59.38, up 2 points. The stock had been a whole lot higher than that early in the session, but it had been sold off. Now, of course, this thing further says that the Dow Jones came in at 3:37 on the broad tape that carried McNamara's formal announcement. So there would have been some flurry on the, seemed to me, on the exchange in any event. I had thought about that and thought that the stock would go up, but in my regret that I couldn't buy any of it, but, so it would have gone down anyhow, or at least would have gone up 26 or 7 minutes later when the news got there, Mr. Formal news from on the Dow Jones broad tape. I don't know what the hell that broad tape is or what the difference is that and the Dow Jones news wire. But,
I'd forget it. Let's see what it comes out with. I wouldn't be paying more attention to it.
Well, I can't help but worry about it. A thing like that worries the hell out of me. Because I wasn't going to say one damn word about it to anybody. You remember I told you, I said, I suppose I'm not saying anything about it. You said, well, do you want to say it to anybody who won't break it that will help you get credit for it? Mm. And I did then call Dan Horton and told him that I had reason to be a little more optimistic than I had been. I told him the same thing several days before, however, because talking to somebody over there in the Air Force, I got the general impression that Zucker and McConnell were going to recommend the Lockheed, though I didn't know it and didn't say so. It sure worried me.
Don't worry about it.
But anyhow, I hope that Saul will get this fellow and bring him over here or take him to wherever, or get the man that says that my staff leaked it. Because if anybody on my staff did, I want to know it.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.